The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
For the moment, because Róisín Murtagh is with me, PRO for Cross Maglan, and Padraig Lally, an All-Ireland winner with Galway and the owner of Taft's Bar in Galway City as well. You're both very, very welcome, folks. Róisín, what's the excitement like there in Armagh?
Oh, we've just partied all week and we've just embraced this unique occasion. It's 21 years since we were in an All-Ireland final. A whole generation has never experienced that. I am fortunate that I did in 2002 when we beat Kerry to win the All-Ireland for the first time in our history. So it's just buzzing. Everyone's orange and white, and if you don't stand still, you get painted orange and white yourself.
So what's the plan on the day then, kind of from Rangers? Is anything being organised?
Yeah, well, we're still working on tickets here to get all members sorted. Nobody wants to stay at home and man the house. Everybody wants to be in Croke Park. So we're still working hard on tickets, but we'll all head off early on Sunday morning. Some are going by bus, car, and there's extra trains being put on in Dundalk. So we're so excited. We have three Rangers involved, Rian, Oisin and Keane. So it's a proud day for our club, and hopefully we'll get across the line.
And have you got your own kind of rituals on the day? Is there a way that you always travel to Croke Park? Do you always park in the same place, eat in the same place, bring the same things?
Yeah, but we've had a lot of beatings in Croke Park, so maybe I need to...
Scrap them, actually. They're not working for you, Róisín.
This thing about a penalty shootout doesn't really suit us either, you know. So, but thankfully, it'll go to a replay. There's no word of penalties in an All-Ireland final.
Padraig Lally, I say, with us as well. Padraig, how is Galway this week? What's the atmosphere like?
Good evening, Kieran. Yeah. Things are, no more than Armagh, things are ramping up seriously now the last few days. There's plenty of maroon and white flags and banners and bunting. No matter where you turn, you're seeing the colours, you know. And it's great to see. At the moment in Galway, we've the Galway Arts Festival, and next week we've the Race Week. But in fairness, the talk is all about the final, the football final, and it's very exciting. And even the tourists that are in town, they're asking the questions: what's going on around the place that there's such a colour of maroon and white? But it's brilliant. It's a great occasion. And it's great that there's two counties competing for the final. Armagh obviously haven't been there in a good while. We were there 2 years ago, but you know, the dominance of Dublin and obviously Kerry over the years, it's just nice to see it go to a different county. And obviously I'll be hoping it'll be coming west of the Shannon Sunday evening.
Well, it's a bit like the hurling this year as well. I think it's why so many people were excited, like so many neutrals excited by Cork and Clare, is that there was a novelty to it, that it wasn't I was going to say one of the big powers, that's an offence to everybody in Cork listening to it, but it's been so long since they won, I guess. Certainly that it wasn't Limerick and Kilkenny in the final, and it's a bit like that with the football, isn't it?
It is, yes.
It is, of course. And look at, like, Limerick have been dominant in the hurling, as we all know, and Dublin, I suppose, in the last 10 years in the football. It's just great. It's great for the game. It's great for the football and the hurling that there's different counties competing for the silverware this time of year, and it's great. It's very positive, and even for the next generations coming through, you know what I mean, it's awful exciting for them, for the kids of Galway, and obviously the kids down in Armagh there. They're all watching their superstars tug out, and there's the makings of a super game, and obviously it's going to be tight. There's no doubt about it. It'll be a tight game, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a replay, to be honest.
Róisín, I mean, you do remember that last time you won in 2002. And of course, like, Cross Maglan had great, great years of success, you know, in Armagh and Croker as well. I mean, how much of an influence does that have on youngsters in the club, as Padraig says?
Yeah, and we went on to win six Club All-Irelands. So, you know, that created a winning attitude. It created that so many superstars, that people looked up to them. They wanted to be them. So now we've moved on. There's so many heroes in the Armagh team, and all our young Rangers want to be those Armagh heroes. So it's really good for the game. I'm sure they'll say the same in Galway. You have new blood coming. There's going to be a new winner of the Sam Maguire, and it can only be good for the game, for the GAA, and for all our young people, to keep them involved, to keep them encouraging to take part. And, you know, there's going to be so many new superheroes this year, and hopefully we'll get across the line. As I say, I do think myself it's going to be very tight, and we could have a draw on our hands.
Oh my God, a draw. A draw, both of you pumping for a draw. This is kind of, you're either being very kind of cute, very cagey, or you really think it's happening. I mean, I saw, you will have seen them as well, Roisin, kind of the front pages of the tabloids, these mock-ups of the statues of Kieran McGeaney that they're going to erect in the county. Have you picked the spot yet for it?
Oh, no, no, we're not that presumptuous up here yet. We wait till we have Sam down the road with us and then we'll decide where to put the statues.
Park, are you travelling in hope more than expectation or the other way around?
There's a bit of both. You know, obviously you want to, you're hopeful. You know, at the start of the year, we had a poor enough league campaign with a lot of injuries. A lot of our main players were out injured. And I suppose that was a positive in hindsight. It gave a lot of the fringe players a lot of game time, you know, and a lot of them have come through now and are actually starring for Galway. You have the likes of Sean Mulkearns, you've got, you know, a lot of these guys that have kind of come through. Dylan McHugh, you know, like Damien Comer was injured for a lot of it. Shane Walsh was injured for a lot of it. You know, Killian McDade was out. Sean Kelly was out. And in fairness to the if you want to call them fringe players, they've all stepped up. And even 2 weeks ago against Donegal, you know, who would have thought we'd beat Donegal with the likes of Damien Comer coming off, Killian McDade coming off, Shane Walsh coming off and not finishing the game, you know. So it's brilliant. It's given a lot of newer lads the opportunity to step up. And in fairness, we're very optimistic. We're not overly confident. We know it's going to be tough. But, you know, it's definitely an exciting weekend ahead. And as I say, may the best team win.
Yeah, listen, hugely exciting and much like the hurling, great to see. Sam heading to a new home, relatively new home for the first time in a few years. Pádraig Laoghaire is an All-Ireland winner with Galway, owner of Taft's Bar in Galway City. Roisin Murtha is the PRO with Crossmaglen Rangers.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.